With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Northwoods Alliance for Temporary Housing says most homeless shelters in the area are at or near capacity. More people are needing services as less affordable housing is available. Now the government shutdown is slowing down services that help people get into permanent housing. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Rhinelander's homeless shelter, Frederick Place, is currently serving people of all ages. There's 18 to 20-year-olds that work low-paying jobs. There are veterans and families with children under four. A newer demographic, NATH Executive Director Abby Dahl-Lukowski is particularly concerned with, is the seniors 80 and older, of which there are currently three living at Frederick Place.
That population, it's that they're living on Social Security, and Social Security funds just aren't covering their overall expenses.
Dahl-Lukowski says they and others on Social Security miss 1 month's rent because of a single major medical issue or emergency, and it snowballs from there. The lack of affordable housing is a major issue.
I think a year ago we may have said that it was because rentals have gone up due to inflation, but right now it's more about just not enough affordable housing available.
Another shift Dahl-Lukowski has seen is how long people are needing to stay at Frederick Place. The average stay used to be less than a month. Now it's closer to three. A more recent issue slowing down the process is the government shutdown. Dahl-Lukowski says some services, like getting a new Social Security card, are taking longer.
Right now we have two folks staying with us who need an original copy of their Social Security card, an example. They have a photocopy of it, but they don't have the original, which limits them from moving on to the next step of getting on wait lists for Housing Authority or getting other applications in and things like that.
Dahl-Lukowski stresses homelessness is a very real and present issue in the Northwoods. Even with the local shelters at or near capacity, she encourages people to reach out if they need assistance.
We want to ensure that if people are homeless and they want to change their pathway and become housed, that they have many options available in our community.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Dahl-Lukowski says expenses at Frederick Place have also gone up in recent years. We have ways you can support the shelter, including a list of needed items at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. A St. Germain man alters his plea in the stabbing death of his sister. 57-year-old James Johnson is now pleading not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. A Vilas County judge ordered an evaluation, and the case will be on hold while that takes place. A status conference is scheduled in January. Johnson is accused in the stabbing death of 61-year-old Kelly Johnson. She was found dead March 21st in the town of Cloverland. Johnson is being held on a $1 million cash bond. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office asks those who are out in the woods in the area where a man has been missing to keep an eye out for any sign of him. Mitchell Reeve of Winneconne went missing in June. His car was found abandoned on private land off East Circle Drive in the town of Somo in northwestern Lincoln County. Someone who may have been Mitchell Reeve was photographed on a trail camera on Homestead Road about a half mile from the car. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says they have been actively continuing their search, including the use of canine teams the last couple of days. They haven't found any new information, but ask anyone hunting, ATVing, or out for fall recreation in the area to watch for anything that may help in the search. As rural communities in Wisconsin grapple with the increasing uncertainty of federal policies and the government shutdown, local farmers are asking Congress and the administration to prioritize federal policies that support rural America. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
A new Rural Policy Action report offers suggestions for improving small-town life and businesses in the U.S. Danielle Endvik with Wisconsin Farmers Union says rural communities often feel overlooked by federal decisions. She hopes the report will bring them back to the policymaking table by offering concrete solutions to problems that she says threaten the livelihood of rural Wisconsin.
At the crux of it, it shows that rural America deserves more than Band-Aids. It's giving us a bolder blueprint of how how we can address fair competition, affordable health care and health insurance, better infrastructure, stewardship of our land.
The report also makes the case for lawmakers to rein in corporate power and do more to support workers, small businesses, and farmers, including reestablishing anti-discrimination policies and lending practices, and investing in renewable energy. And Vic stresses that the current era is experiencing rampant corporate greed that drives up costs and affects small businesses. The report proposes increasing economic competition, including ways to crack down on monopolistic tendencies in the food system.
We're seeing not enough funding to have good roads, not enough emergency personnel to keep our rural emergency services staffed, federal funding cuts that are affecting our local food systems.
Endvik says in many ways she's witnessing an erosion of rural spaces, but despite the numerous challenges, she sees the report as an empowering tool that can restore hope for rural America.
And really, it comes down to when our farmers are thriving, when our rural communities are thriving, that in turn can have ripple effects throughout the entire state.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers' sweeping plan for overhauling the state's aging prison system is moving forward with bipartisan support, despite complaints from Republican lawmakers that their concerns are not being addressed. The bipartisan State Building Commission Tuesday approved spending $15 million to move ahead with planning for Evers' proposal. Evers in February presented his plan as the best and only option to address the state's aging facilities, which have been beset with a wide array of problems. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.